Hi, my name is Barry Manandi and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
Argentina!
Time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if it wasn't Venus, so thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous. Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. We hope your Monday didn't Monday. Even if it did, we'll hopefully make it a little bit better with what we will cover today. This is your review show of a weekend of sport that was absolutely epic. I'm in the company of Mike Mandoda, Chris Meadzi, our producer Sean Tafirinyika, and my name is Barry Manandi. On the home front today, Peter de Jong's second spell at Highlanders began with a roar as the Dutchman brought instant relief with his side edging Bigita Minerals in the Castellaga Premier Soccer League.
In international sports news, All Blacks captain Scott Barrett says he's disappointed after Argentina recorded their first win over New Zealand on home soil in Buenos Aires. In the Around the World in 60, we're going to have updates from McKay, Brussels, Atlanta and New York.
In the beautiful game, we'll kick off on the continent at CHAN, where the semi-final lineup has a familiar look with former champions Senegal and Morocco, joined by rising forces Madagascar and Sudan. We'll also have updates from La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga and the Premier League, where Tottenham stunned Manchester United and will build up to the Isak Derby tonight. It's Newcastle taking on Liverpool.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable. From Rufaro to Barberfield, Mandava to Nyamunga, all the perfect moments in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League come together on ZFM Sport.
All right, let's take a look at what's happening in the top tier of domestic football. Remember that number, 0772-168-045. Send through your WhatsApp numbers. Hi, hi! Hey, Peter de Jong's second spell at Highlanders began with a roar, with Borso teetering dangerously close to the relegation zone. The Dutchman brought instant relief yesterday as his side edged Bikita Minerals 2-1 in a high-stakes encounter at Gibor Stadium. Let's hear from Henrikus Peter de Jong.
But I'm back at Highlanders because 2019 was a great time. I was 2025, difficult situation on the log. Fighting for relegation, first game in charge. The players and also the other staff members did a great job. It was a great spirit, good atmosphere. And the 2-1 victory is a great feeling for the team, for the club, and for, of course, for the fans. It is what it is. 2-1 victory, most important 3 points. It was a long time for the team that they won. I think the last 15 games, 2 victories. We have 8 games to go, and next game is Yara. Now together celebrating, the next game is Yara.
The voice there of Peter de Jong and his second coming. We've always said when you come back, it doesn't quite go according to plan, but this has started like a house on fire.
Yeah, absolutely. Not surprisingly. I'm not surprised at all because Highlanders is the quality. Highlanders has got really good players. And what has let Highlanders down this season is the executive. And I'll just fire straight at the top because for them to dismiss Kelvin Kaindu, who's now come to Dynamos, their arch rivals, and has got Dynamos purring, has got Dynamos now in the cup competition, Dynamos winning three matches on the spin and edging towards safety in the relegation dogfight. A Dynamo side that looked dead and buried. And that decision to dismiss Calvin Kaindo after he had got 4 points in his last two matches, I think was very reactionary. I think it was very stupid just to call it a spade. They brought in his assistant, and Highlanders proceeded, I think, to fail to win
plummet,
in their next seven or eight matches. I think they only won one in eight matches. And that is where Highlanders lost all the momentum from being in a position where they were just behind the leading pack to a position where they were just 2 or 3 points above the relegation dogfight. That is on the executive. That is on the leadership at Highlanders, who made a knee-jerk decision that has put Highlanders in this position. At least they're trying to rescue the season. They've appointed De Jong, a man who's familiar with the Highlanders family, a man who's familiar with Zimbabwe football, so he doesn't need to be told anything about Zimbabwe football, having coached here with Borsa successfully winning the Chibuku Super Cup in 2019, and then moving on to FC Platinum as well, where he had a bit of a temperamental time at the Champions before departing these shores. And so he's managed to win his first game in charge at Highlanders, and it was a tricky game against a very plucky, well-organized Bikita Mineral side.
At a tough venue.
At a tough venue. And for Highlanders to go there and win 2-1, hold on to the points, saw a bit of resolve, because at the end of it all, I think it was Bikita Minerals who were pouring forward, trying to look for that elusive equalizer. We've seen the Highlanders to be very brutal defensively this season. Whenever teams have put them under pressure, they've cracked. Not so with Peter de Jong in his first game in charge. So congratulations to him. And a bit of relief for Highlanders. They'll be looking forward to the next match, which is at Barberville versus Yada.
Yeah, a lot of people, Chris, will say that he's just won his first game. But if I could pour a bit more fuel onto the fire that Mike started on the executive, this is a Highlanders side that lost two of its best players in McKinnon Mushori, who went to Zimbabwe, and Mafia Stewart, who went to Scotland.
Yep. But again, still, a decision made by who? Or this is the executive.
Like I said, I just want to sprinkle a bit of petrol on that fire.
After $1 million sponsorship from Wicklow.
From Wicklow.
Imagine. You go on and sell your two best players, your two attacking forces.
Yeah. So this, Peter de Jong doing this can't be taken lightly. It should be taken in the respect and light that it is, because tried and failed. and now Peter de Jong able to get a result away. Now he's going to the comforts of Barber Fields. Mm. Got to think to yourself, it's going to be positivity.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to be able to pick it up. I think the Highlanders executive hasn't made good decisions this season. I think, first of all, with their coach, like Mike said, selling your key players, letting go of those players. We didn't even see, I think, a bit of a fight there from Highlanders to try and keep those players. They basically just almost surrendered them over and took the cash. But is that cash worth what they then slipped down to, which is basically now, what is it, 4 points above relegation? Is it worth it after that point? I think it's going to be a rescue mission for De Jong, definitely. Can't afford to lose any matches, can't afford to slip up. But the Highlanders executive has to ask himself some questions in terms of the decision making around the season. Has not been great, and they're going to, if the worst should happen and they do find themselves in relegation, it's directly a result of those two decisions that they made to make those sales, and also to let go of their coach, who, by the way, was not doing a bad job with Highlanders. I think there was just a few pieces that he needed for this entire thing to click into gear.
The same executive that didn't give Calvin Kaindo a preseason, the same executive that then decided that they're going to fire him, the same executive that got them into trouble with FIFA and had a transfer ban inflicted upon them is the same one that then decided to sack Calvin Kaindo. Nonetheless, hopefully they've made the right decision now with Peter de Jong. Let's move on to other news from the weekend, where Caps United bounced back from two straight defeats with an impressive 1-0 win against FC Platinum away at Mandala Stadium as they continue their bid to put separation between them and the relegation zone. Ismail Wadi's first half strike was enough to secure the win for Makepe Kepe, as Caps United are now 3 points above the relegation relegation zone. Mike, let's talk about Caps United first, the first part of this green battle that took place at Mandaba.
Yeah.
And Caps United will be, they are absolutely buzzing. I understand that their president paid out winning bonuses almost immediately, almost in the dressing room, because he was so elated, and rightfully so. It is a big scalp.
Yeah, another man would have been relieved as well, because things were not looking great. They were beginning to teeter also just above the relegation zone, and they managed to pull it out of the fire. They'd lost their last two matches before this win at Mandaba, so they didn't go to Mandaba with great form. But the good thing is also they were coming up against an FC Platinum side that had also lost its previous two matches, and it's now three defeats on the spin, for Norman Mapeza's side. So kudos to Caps United to go to a difficult place. Even though FC Platinum wasn't in great form, it's still a difficult place to go and win.
Yeah.
And they've done what they needed to do, that is Caps United, get all 3 points away. Up next, I think they play ZPC Kariba. So there'll be ZPC Kariba looking to make it two wins on the row. And, you know, if they can get scalps like FC Platinum, they'll believe that they can beat teams like ZPC Kariba.
Let's look at the other green part of this puzzle, and that's FC Platinum. My goodness, Norman Mapeza. I know he's still talking tough. His post-match interview included talk of that we're still in the title mix, but it's hard to see, given the form of the top two teams in Simba Bora and Scotland. But he's got to talk tough. But this is a wretched run.
It really is like supreme drop-off.
Mm.
When you take a look at FC Platinum, third straight loss in the league,
mm-hmm.
fourth overall, and they've fallen 13 points off the pace in the title race. And also, this is four consecutive losses after a 22-match unbeaten streak.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the switch in form is so curious.
Mm.
There's what absolutely fell apart that they're now in this rut, and arresting a rut at this point in the season when the pressure's piled on is incredibly difficult, which I think is why he's still talking tough. Is he's still got to instill that belief, first of all, in the leadership at FC Platinum, but also in his players and the rest of the technical team, that this is something that they can overcome and they continue the juggernaut.
Yeah.
So it's very curious how they've managed to arrive at this place. Very strange. Caps United going to Mandaba. No one would have thought, you know what, even in their form as Caps United, that they were going to leave Mandaba with 3 points. And they did. Very, very strange happening out in Mandaba.
Extremely. Started with that 5-2 demolition at the hands of Scotland. And since then, it's in one big spiral downwards for FC Platinum. The rest of your Castle Log Premier Soccer League Matchday 26 results look like this. Gezi Platinum Stars came from behind at Hart Stadium to beat Yada 3-2. That match, of course, marred by incidences after the game, Mike, where we understand that God knows Mgurure, the goalkeeper, the Yada goalkeeper, was then assaulted by one of the executives, in inverted commas, of Yada, which is very, very, Chris's word, curious and regrettable.
I think it goes beyond curious. Very regrettable incident, and one that really puts our football in a very dim light.
Yeah.
There should be more done to protect our players. After all, it's just a sport.
Yep.
And there'll always be three results. Your team will win, your team will draw, or your team will lose. And we should be in a position to accept all results. I know there were the frustrations of Yada at one point having led 2-0 against Ngezi Platinum Stars and Yada, who are involved in the relegation dogfight.
Yes.
But Ngezi Platinum Stars are a very good side. And they're a side that we have seen this season have the capacity to score goals and to score goals later on. And that revival that was sparked by Talent Chamboko definitely, obviously, led to some people being frustrated in the executive. But there's no way you go and vent out your frustration on a player.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter how much you believe that he made a mistake or made mistakes, or he's the one who allowed the opposition in, you don't do that. So I'm very happy that Fuzz, the union that obviously supports the players, has come out very strongly on this issue. The Premier Soccer League themselves have come out very strongly on this issue. And we hope that the investigations will lead to some punitive measures against the individual,
mm-hmm.
but also against the club.
Against
especially
the club,
if it's established that this is actually an official member of the club.
Yeah.
Even if he's not,
yeah.
the very The fact that he was able to get into the dressing room means that there was a breakdown in security, which ultimately falls on the club.
On the club, yeah. And other results, Chicken Inn 2-1 winners over Tel 1. Zimbabwe Border 3-1 winners over Quaker United at Wadzanai, while at Rufaro, Scotland prevailed over Herentals 3-1. ZPC Kariba 1-0 winners over Triangle at Nyamunga, while Manika Diamonds and Moors played out an exciting 1-1 draw with a spectacular equalizer at the end of the game by Moses Wilson Mensah. After a fantastic pass by Tinotenda Mchikambizi Diziri, who put out a brilliant pass that was then volleyed into the back of the net by Wilson Mensah. Dynamos 2-0 winners over Greenfield. Dynamos, Chris, I said they won't go down. I want to put that on record and keep it on record.
You're going
to
chow your words next week, but it's fine. We'll let you have this. And look, they've had a good run. They are now 3 wins on the spin.
Yep.
So they're doing their part in terms of trying to survive relegation. That's all they can do. And possibly just focused on the next game and the next game and the next game after that. So they're doing their part. How the rest of the league happens is nothing that they can control. It's good that Dynamos is doing their part. I think at least if they go down with a fight.
Indeed. All right. Your league positions. Zimbabwe out in front on 53 points. 1 point ahead of second place Scotland, 52. Ngezi is in third on 43 points. Level on points with Moors, but a superior goal difference. Moors is in fourth, also on 43 points. The bottom four, Yada, Greenfield, Dynamos, and Kwekwe United. Let's give you a local sports news roundup with Chris.
I listen to my radio. CFM Stereo. The Home Front. Local sports news and analysis.
Let's give you a local sports news roundup, starting off with some rugby. The second installment of the Bulawayo Metropolitan Rugby Football Board League Derby. They need to find a shorter title for this league. This is between Old Miltonians and Matabeleland Warriors, lived up to expectation as the two giants shared the spoils in an intense game at Hartsfield on Saturday. The derby, which drew large numbers of fans, ended at 28-28, although both teams would feel that they should have walked away with the bragging rights had they capitalized on the chances they got. In boxing news, top Zimbabwean boxer Bevan the One Sibanda is set to defend his International Boxing Federation international minimum weight title against a Filipino challenger Joey Kanoy in a highly anticipated boxing showdown. The title bout is scheduled to take place on the 4th of October in Johannesburg. Finish off with some football news. Herentals Queens went down 2-0 to Costa do Sol of Mozambique in their opening match of the CAF Women's Champions League COSAFA qualifiers. The Mozambicans' solid defence and ability to take chances in front of goal made the difference in the opener. Mike, we've seen changes in the men's game. We've seen Mozambique do their thing there. But now in the women's game as well, we're seeing them trot up and just become a name in Southern African football.
Yeah, absolutely. They're no longer any small sides. Yeah. I know it sounds proverbial and everyone says it, but it's true. When you see the African competitions that we've been watching on TV lately, whether it's, of course, the women's CAF Women's Champions League COSAFA qualifiers, or even you take a look at CHAN. We've got Madagascar right now in the last four of that tournament. So it all comes down to how seriously you take your preparations and the investment that you are making in your clubs. And with Herentals Queens, what I would love to see now is that for them to take the next step, they've got to start believing that they should be having the best players in the country. They are the best team in the country, but they've got to start bringing on board the best of Zimbabwean talent so that they can make an impression in this competition. Pretty much like what Mamelodi Sundowns women has done in South Africa. Get the best women playing for you and ensure that you are competing at a very high level. Otherwise, if they continue taking the same old girls who are getting older, who are getting more and more complacent by virtue of the fact that they know they don't have to do much to win the league here, these are the sort of results that you get on the continent.
Alcohol may be hazardous to health if consumed to excess. The operation of machinery or driving after the consumption of alcohol is not advisable. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18 years.
To make house, you need 4 ingredients. Keyboards. Percussion. Bass. And trumpet. To make great house, you need to know how to combine them in just the right way. To make beer, you also need four ingredients: hops, malted barley, maize, and water. To make a great beer, you need to know how to combine them in just the right way too. For a taste that is somewhat dry, somewhat bitter, never sweet. It all comes together with a castle.
From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play.
All right, let's talk some rugby championship news, where All Blacks captain Scott Barrett says he is disappointed after Argentina recorded their first win over New Zealand in a 29-23 win on home soil in Buenos Aires. The seventh-ranked Pumas, a fully deserved victory, dominated all facets against a New Zealand side who will cling to their number one rank, world ranking despite the loss. Let's hear from All Blacks captain Scott Barrett.
Yeah, I think they showed more passion and intensity. They got over the gain line, and they held the ball and we gave away penalties. It just fed their game. They're a quality team and we're outclassed tonight. I thought we showed, a lot of urgency to hold them out just before half time. But we just didn't have enough ball. We've got a week back at home and I'm sure there'll be a bit of pain within this group because we've got a big challenge the following week, so we certainly need a bounce and carry this and certainly get better.
The voice there of Scott Barrett acknowledging that Argentina deserved to win, but we can't estimate when we have seen the amount of mistakes, indiscipline, and everything that we saw from the team in black.
I'll start with indiscipline, Barry. Yeah. I think that has become something worryingly characteristic of New Zealand rugby over the last two seasons.
Right.
Just way too many yellow cards.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to the last World Cup final against the Springboks. People forget that New Zealand played two-thirds of that game
with
14 men and lost by 1 point.
Yeah.
They would have won that World Cup and they managed just to keep 15 players
on
the field of play. And so it cost them a World Cup and it's cost them many matches. The two matches that New Zealand played against South Africa last year in South Africa were all blighted again by yellow cards at crucial time, which meant that the All Blacks were a man down when they were actually leading against the Springboks and the Springboks would then work their way back into the game as a result of those yellow cards. So that is one. Mm. The second barrier was simply New Zealand poor under the high ball.
Yeah. Mm.
Anytime the ball was launched up by the RGs, New Zealand just simply incapable of handling that sort of pressure that was coming in from Argentina. So that is very, very worrying for me. Borden Barrett as well, who we had praised just a couple of weeks ago for his kicking off the tee, poor. I think they left as many as, 12 or 15 points on the field of play. Had they just managed to be decent with the boot, they would have actually won this game because they lost this game ultimately by 6 points, 29-23, even though they played very poorly.
Very poorly, yeah.
The other thing for me is the midfield combination. Rico Ioane, I don't remember the last time he had a good game for the All Blacks.
I'm
not talking about a year. I'm not talking about 18 months. I'm talking about possibly 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
I have not seen Rico Ioane actually
play at
put
the level
in
that we know
the level we know him to be. Yeah. And that combination with Proctor, who's a relative novice at this level of the game, is a weakness for New Zealand. Proctor had his best game in the black shirt in a while. He actually scored a try.
Mm.
But the problem is his partner, Rico Ioane, there's a weakness there that needs to be solved by the All Blacks. Otherwise, it's a problem area, and it used to be an area of strength for the All Blacks.
Yeah.
You know, where Tana Umanga used to play, Ma Noni used to play there. They've had some really, really good players play in that position. But at the moment, it's just not working.
And Chris, for Argentina, if you find a wounded apex predator, cash in, eh?
Absolutely. And that's what they managed to do. I think, especially playing at home, I think this was the time to capitalize. And if New Zealand is making that many errors, that's your time to cash in. Because likelihood is, we're not, I don't think we're going to continue to see an error stream New Zealand.
Yeah.
I think they're possibly going to correct all of these errors. So this was the time for Argentina to almost break the hoodoo.
Yeah, break the hoodoo. First time that they've beaten New Zealand, likely, possibly, in our lifetime, the last time that we'll see them beat New Zealand as well. In other news, Springbok kicker head coach Rassie Erasmus knows that a lot needs to improve, despite his team bouncing back in the Rugby Championship with a 30-22 victory over the Wallabies in Cape Town. They were better, but not great. And in truth, there was every possibility they could have lost that game as well, but still got the victory. Women's Rugby World Cup, a key weekend results for you. England, too good for the United States of America, 69-7. Australia, 73-0 winners over Samoa. Canada, 65-7 winners over Fiji. South Africa, 66-6 over Brazil. New Zealand, 54-8 over Spain. These score lines obviously will self-correct when we get to the knockout stages, but at this stage, they are all mismatches. Stick around the World in 60 with Chris.
Hi, I'm JC Creel, Springbok and Blue Bulls backline player. You are listening to ZFM Sports.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
Mateo McKay, where Australia recorded 3 centuries in a one-day international for the first time in a total of 431 for two before dismissing South Africa for a meager 155 to win the third and final match against South Africa by a comprehensive record 276 runs at the Great Barrier Reef Arena. In Brussels, in-form US sprinter Melissa Jefferson Wooden wrapped up her European swing of the Diamond Circuit with a 100-meter victory in 10.76 seconds over a loaded field, including reigning world champion Shikari Richardson and Jamaican legend Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce. In Atlanta, Tommy Fleetwood secured a long-awaited breakthrough PGA Tour title at the 164th attempt. Yeah, try again. And claimed the FedEx Cup victory with an impressive 3-shot win at the season-ending Tour Championship. And in New York, France's Benjamin Bonzi sent Russian 13th seed Daniel Medvedev crashing out of the US Open in a stormy late-night thriller that boiled over into chaos following an extraordinary third set flashpoint.
CFM Stereo is untouchable.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
0772-168-045. Let's jump straight into your messages. And Chris Mudimbare in Masasa says, "Hi, sports team. Happy by the recent performances of Dimbare. It's encouraging, Nika. Irikumbo Farah. And we even forget about Marriott and his family. Even what Harry did is being overshadowed by the wins and performance. KK doing a brilliant job." He makes a very good point.
Yes.
That I think the reason and all this talk around Marriott, etc., has simply been brought about, Chris, as a result of a team that's underperforming. Because it's not like Marriott is new at this institution.
Yeah, yeah.
He's always been there, and the shareholding has always been like this.
Yeah.
The ownership structure has always been like
this.
But the problem is that, good thing in previous dispensation, Dynamos was winning.
Yes, and when an institution is doing well, no one looks at who the leaders are.
Yeah.
No one goes fishing for who's leading this brilliant, fantastic organization. When things go badly, we want to see the person who's responsible. And Dynamo's fans will always hold Marriott responsible for whatever is happening at Dynamo's.
Is it like the Glazer situation at Man United, Barry? Because people conveniently forget that the Glazers, I think, delivered 5 league titles.
Mm-hmm.
That the Glazers took Manchester United to 3 Champions League finals, and they won one.
1-1,
under the Glazers' watch.
Yeah.
So the Glazers' watch has actually been one of the most successful tenures in English Premier League history.
Mm-hmm.
But people conveniently forget because United, over the last 10 years, have struggled.
Yeah, 100%. If you get the results, nobody talks about it. No, look at how many times a Liverpool fan will talk about FSG.
Yeah.
Never. Okay.
That's
why?
True.
Because they're success.
Yeah.
So get success, and people will pipe down. And now people have kept quiet about Marriott.
And let's go to Rua. Thomas Nipura, Surukfamba, Randscaps United, played wonderful football on Saturday at Mandava. So happy with the green machine there. Another message from Rua, just fire emojis, and it's Man Courage Charuka, Timire Park out in Rua. Nice to know that you are tuned in. Hi, beloved sports team. What a marvelous weekend for Zimbabwe traditional soccer giants of yesteryear, Dynamos, Highlanders, and Caps United, who are all won against the odds. Hoping the good times will continue to roll. Dynamo slowly improving in performance, lately clearly aiming to avoid relegation. And our silent assassin, Knowledge Musona, scoring his first Zimbabwe Premier League goal in style. All happening in an unforgettable weekend. Godfrey out in Mutare. Knowledge Musona on the score sheet, Barry.
Yeah, he was on the score sheet, courtesy of a free kick from the Vietnam end that was whipped in. Lots of power behind. The keeper got there, but I think the power sort of took advantage of his weak wrists, and it went into the back of the net. So a good start for Knowledge Musona. First goal in Zimbabwe, in the Zimbabwe Premier Soccer League for Knowledge Musona.
Plus 258 must be our first message from Mozambique. I don't remember getting a message from Mozambique.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
must
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
It's Al out in Maputo, and he says there's a reason the Pumas play in that conference with South Africa, Australia, and the All Blacks. They are actually good, ranked 7th in the world. Azi, my jokes.
Yeah.
Respectable side.
And then also, I think, also take note of the drop-off in the quality of running rugby played in South Africa as soon as South Africa just stopped playing in the in Super Rugby. Those competitions help you. They build you.
Yeah.
So stay in there. So the Pumas, it's paid off.
Mutape Chitungwiza, answer me. I know the number of teams that are going to be relegated from the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League.
4. Simple answer. 4.
Okay. Right. Good evening, my favorite sports team. Please, let's bring back Zimbabwe Saints. We can't do without Chikwata. This is from Mr. Mpopoma Chakoa in Mutare. Well, we've been doing without them for quite a long time now. And I don't think teams just come back because, well, we play sentimental value.
Because we'd like them.
Yeah, because we'd like
them. In association football,
yeah.
You have to earn the rights.
You have to earn the rights to play. So they have to earn the rights, and that is Zimbabwe Saints. We'd love to see them back one day, but hey, it's going to be tough out there. High Z Sport, having De Jong as a new coach at Highlanders, will flatter to deceive, because with this Highlanders executive, they are going to fail to pay him, and they are reported to FIFA, and a player ban transfer will take effect. And remember, if reports are true, they already owe Kaindu 11K.
Oh, shucks.
They have the money.
They got a million. And even though it's staggered payments, you know, I can't see them not paying Peter de Jong.
Does Highlanders have to declare their books? If they're a community-owned organization, they don't have to publish.
To their members.
To their members. They're not a public institution.
Yeah, okay.
And interestingly enough, neither is Zifa.
Zifa
is not a public institution.
So they can choose where.
Yeah, Zifa is actually a private. It's an association. Mm-hmm. It's a private entity. It's out of courtesy and obviously just transparency
that
the Football Association chooses to publish and open its books. Otherwise, they are not accountable to the public. They are accountable to the members of the association. And we have a message that we'll read here, and it says, "Good evening, Team Z Sports." And point of correction: Spurs beat Man City, not United. That's from C Squared. And talking about European football, that's where we're going.
Yes, it's
your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The beating drum. The roaring fans. Take a ride on the wild side with the Africa Report on ZFM Sport.
We start on the continent, where the semi-final lineup of Chan may have a familiar look, with former champions Senegal and Morocco joined by rising forces Madagascar and Sudan. But the story of the tournament's quarterfinals lies equally in the valiant exits of Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda and Algeria. All four nations departed at the last eight stage, yet each left with reputations enhanced, fan bases energized and a sense of growth that will outlast their elimination. Quarterfinal weekend results. Tanzania going down to Morocco 1-0. Similar scoreline between Uganda and their victors, Senegal. And of course, then Sudan beating Algeria 4-2 on penalties after their game had ended 1-1. Very exciting game between Sudan and Algeria. And a credit to Sudan, Barry, for holding their nerve in that game. They fell behind, but they clawed their way back against Algeria, and then they held firm in the penalty shootout.
100%. Algeria themselves were a little bit profligate in terms of the chances that they got. But you don't take your chances, you can get punished, and they certainly got punished, and all the way to penalties, whereupon they were given the ultimate punishment of being dumped out of the tournament. But credit to Sudan, absolutely brilliant. Kept their heads, kept cool. They played their game right to the bitter end, and that's what you need. Hopefully, now with Madagascar as their opponent in the semis, anything can happen.
Well, let's give you that semi-final lineup. It's Madagascar versus Sudan, Morocco versus Senegal, and it'll ensure, I know we'll say this very likely, Sudan are one of the underdogs, and they certainly are at this tournament. So it'll mean that at least one underdog will feature in the final. Will it be Madagascar or will it be Sudan to take on either Morocco or Senegal, who clash in a blockbuster semi-final?
The league that makes football all so beautiful, where artistry and strokes of genius are the order of any day, where the game is played with a smile. All the youth from the Spanish La Liga on CFM Sport.
Vinicius Jr. responded to being benched by coach Xabi Alonso by scoring a late goal after earlier providing an assist for Kylian Mbappe in Real Madrid's 3-0 win at Real Oviedo last night. Now, football pundit Craig Burley says Vinicius Jr. played on the edge last night.
An opponent or an assistant referee, he's got that sort of anger in him, hasn't he? He's got that. And as a player, when you get the best out of Vinicius Jr., and we've seen it on many occasions, is when that anger boils over and continues into a game where he starts, you very rarely see the best of him. When he can control it, and he sort of harnesses that frustration in a good way, and it doesn't boil over, that's when he's at his best.
Craig Burley talking about Vinicius harnessing his frustration, Chris, and when he does that and he plays within reason, because he can be quite petulant at times, but when he sort of like channels that frustration, that anger in the right direction, he can become easily one of the most unplayable players in the world football.
And that's the word I had in my mind, is unplayable. I think it's a skill, and he's a human being at the end of the day, but I think the ability to literally harness those emotions and use them positively, super, super important, I think, for footballers generally. I think we see a lot more petulance now than we did, I'm going to say, even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a difference in terms of how players are approaching the game, but to be able to channel that and give this kind of performance, I think, is what he needs to do consistently, instead of, you know, turning his lip a little bit.
Well, Vinicius was dropped, Barry, left out of the starting 11, having failed to impress in Madrid's opening La Liga game of the season against Osasuna last time out, dropped together with Trent Alexander-Arnold, left out of the starting 11. Are we seeing something from Xabi Alonso here, who's saying to every player, you're going to have to fight for your place. You're going to have to prove me wrong or be right with your performances and not reputation.
Yeah, and I think that Xabi Alonso realizes that if he mollycoddles the star players, he's the only loser, because ultimately Florentino Perez will get rid of him. So he's got to make the statement, and the statement is made. He's got to continue making the statement, because the likes of Vinicius doesn't like chasing back. He doesn't mark when he loses the ball. But you can't play in the modern game, you cannot play a man down when you don't have the ball. And that's what Real Madrid has been doing. This was by no means a classic Real Madrid performance. No. It wasn't an epic performance that Real Madrid is back.
Promoted side.
Yeah. They got the result, but that's all you can do. But he needs a lot more from Vinicius.
The Nerazzurri, the Black and Blues, Inter Milan.
Barella! And of all the people,
Giallorossi, the Yellow and Reds, AS Roma.
Bala slides. 100 goals in Serie A for Paolo Dybala.
The Rossoneri, the Red and Black, AC Milan.
Rafael Leão, player of the month, player of the moment for Milan.
The Bianconeri, the Black and White, Juventus.
And this is happy.
Tough yet colourful. The best of Italian football on Z.
Right, let's go to Italy, where the unlikely story of a Man United in Serie A is developing. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Scott McTominay out of the city of Manchester. Kevin De Bruyne out of the city of Manchester. One a United player, the other one a City player. Now United at Napoli, and both getting on the score sheet as the champions, 1-2-0 versus Sassuolo to kick off their Serie A title defense. And it's an unlikely combination, Chris, but it's one that's proving to be something of a masterstroke. Yeah. I know it's one game in, but we've already seen signs, even preseason, that KDB is revitalized, he's re-energized, and with players like Scott McTominay who are willing to run, and work hard around him, it could be a good combination.
Absolutely. KDB, I think, will always have what we saw of him in terms of the magic, that footballing intelligence. But in terms of the pace and what he's able to do and that physical return, obviously diminished now. And so he needs players like Scott McTominay around him, and we're going to see a lot more coming out of him. I think also a bit of a different pressure coming across to Napoli as well. It's not as much pressure as he was under at Manchester City. So this is, like you said, an unlikely combination out of Manchester, but we're going to see two players here who I think had sort of become fringe at the other clubs, now rising to the fore at Napoli.
Oh, well, the rest of the key Serie A weekend results. Roma got off to a winning start versus Bologna, as did Juventus against Parma. They won at 2-0 at the Juventus Stadium. Atalanta drew 1-0 with Pisa, whilst Como was too good for Lazio. That ended 2-0. Let's talk about AC Milan, guys. I did warn you when you made your predictions about AC Milan. They were not a great sign. And they lost at home to Cremonese. On the opening day, Barry. And that's a worry for the AC Milan side that, growing up, sat very firmly at the very top and at the head of European football. In fact, during our time, it was AC Milan who were the best side in European football.
In European and therefore possibly world football. They had all the best players. All the best players wanted to play for AC Milan.
Great players.
When you rattled off a lineup, I mean, look at the lineups that faced Liverpool in those two Champions League finals. It was a mismatch, okay? Because AC Milan was such a storied club. You go before that, Marco van Basten, call it Rijkaard. You can talk about the who's who of European football, and they probably pass through AC Milan. To see a
club, not that side now.
To see a club like that fall to this indignity is maddening for one.
All right, so let's give you a quick Bundesliga update, where Harry Kane hailed his instant connection with Luis Diaz after the new signing assisted two of his three goals in Bayern Munich's 6-0 demolition of RB Leipzig. Rest of key Bundesliga weekend results: Bayer Leverkusen scored first, but still lost 2-1 at Hoffenheim. And there's a message here that says, Hansi Erik Ten Hag didn't waste any time, and then St. Pauli drew 3-3 with Borussia Dortmund.
All the rivalry.
Goal for Liverpool early on Derby Day.
All the stars.
There goes Haaland. He's on his way again. He's hungry. He's scored. He always does. He always will. Nothing more certain.
And all the game-changing moments.
Can he find a way through? You bet he can. That is top, top class.
All the updates from the Premier League on ZFM Sport.
Tottenham manager Thomas Frank has described his size 2-0 win away at Manchester City as a defining moment, as Brendan Johnson's brilliantly taken first goal and Paulinho's strike saw Spurs claim their second win of the Premier League season.
Before our goal, I think without them dominating us, they were more on top or on the game. But we stayed in it. Mm. We're solid, top mentality. And you know, it will be games like this. We also early days. And not even if we're early days. Let's say in 3 years' time, we are fantastic. You know, it's still tough in games to come here, for example. And then after the 1-0 goal, I think actually we were more or less the better side. And I'm very impressed with how we stepped up second half. And there were some big, big moments where we could have killed the game off.
See.
Well, Barry, I came across a very interesting stat. Mm. Tottenham, despite what we think about them, mm-hmm. are actually the team that has handed Pep Guardiola the highest amount of defeats in the Premier League.
Wow.
After Liverpool.
Wow.
Now, the relationship simply lies in what their manager, Thomas Frank, said after the match, that he borrowed the Jurgen Klopp template of the high press.
High press,
suffocate
no
them
time
as
on
they
the ball.
Try to pass the ball out, suffocate them, and it worked.
And it worked. And look, it's a horses for courses tactic because you can't repeat that week in, week out.
Yeah.
You'll fade. But it certainly worked against Man City. Pep will need to find answers for teams that come at him like that, and not every team is going to be able, because you need the personnel to be able to do it.
Did he miss Edison? This is because Edison had this ability. When teams did that,
he could go long.
He could go long. Yeah. He could go 40, 60. He could go 70, 80. He had the pass. He had the accuracy.
He missed him. He missed him dearly, because when you are being pressed, you need to get that reprieve, and Edison gives you that because he's so good with his feet.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chris, let's take a look at the rest of the Premier League weekend matches. West Ham thumped by Chelsea 5-1. Bournemouth winning versus Wolves 1-0. Arsenal 5-0 over Leeds. And then Fulham drawing with Manchester United 1-1. And United will be very disappointed. Absolutely. That having led in that game, they let it slip away in the end. And they sort of like fell away in the second half.
Yes, yes.
Sort of like fizzled out.
Yeah, almost like a, I don't know if it's a lapse in concentration or just a drop off in energy, but immediately Fulham capitalized on that and managed to get that draw. Really unfortunate. I think when Manchester United, the celebration when they scored that goal almost looked like they felt like, you know what, we've got this, we've won this, we're walking away.
Exactly.
And unfortunately,
how much slack do we, I know we got no time at all, but how much slack do we give to Amorim, because the stats are not making interesting reading.
They're not.
He's won less points than games he's played. I think he's got 28 points in 29 matches. Think about that for a moment.
No, it's very embarrassing.
He's played for, what is it, just shy of 90 points. In fact, that's 80, what is that? 87 points he's played for. And he has got absolutely, what is it, 28 points out
that's
of 87.
That's less than 25%.
Yeah.
And it's
ridiculous.
It's difficult. He shouldn't be given any grace, but I think the leadership at Manchester United will not rotate the coaches anymore, and that's what he's going to get the benefit of.
All right, guys, there is the Isak Derby tonight at St. James's Park. It'll probably break all viewing records. The custody battle between Newcastle, the Magpies, and Liverpool, the Reds. Quickly, guys, I just want predictions here. How will this one go?
Liverpool 2-1.
Liverpool 2-1. Chris?
1-1 draw.
1-1 draw. I'm going with Liverpool 3-1.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. 3-1 Liverpool.
Yeah. I don't think Liverpool will keep a clean sheet, but I think Liverpool will win. All right, we got to go. Catch you tomorrow. May God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And Andy, out.
has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's CFM Sport on CFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Mundell, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
Z.